Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kezia Fore, a PhD student with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Kezia.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization are using various techniques to identify vaccine antigens that can be used in the development of vaccines to prevent Lawsonia intracellularis in pigs. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Lawsonia intracellularis? What are its animal health and economic implications? And how common is this infection?
So Lawsonia intracellularis, or Lawsonia for short, is a bacteria that infects the intestines of pigs. Now, one of the biggest symptoms is slower weight gain. And so this has both an economic and an animal health impact. In terms of animal health, the animal cannot absorb its nutrients from its food as readily as it should, so it'll kind of gain weight a lot slower than usual. And this also has that economic impact because now the producer has to spend more money and more time to get that animal to its market weight so it can go to slaughter. And, you know, a little bit of slower weight gain may not sound as big of an issue, but when you think about how many pigs a producer is going through, that cost adds up over time. In terms of prevalence, it's found in barns all around the world. And depending on what country you're looking at, you're going to see different prevalences. For some countries, it's as low as 10%, but for other countries, it can be as high as 90%, which is what it is in North America.
What inspired this research, and what are the goals of this effort?
So these bacteria are endemic. So that means they're, again, the presence in most barns around the world. And so we really want to create a safe and effective subunit vaccine for this bacteria. And this will help producers clear the infection from their barns and will hopefully give them some economic relief.
What have been the key obstacles in creating vaccines to protect pigs against this particular infection?
So Lawsonia is a really unique bacteria, and that means we just don't know a whole lot about how it actually causes an infection. And if you don't know what causes an infection, it's really hard to kind of prevent the infection in the first place. It's also a very difficult bacteria to work with in the lab because it has to infect a cell before it can even grow. So there's only a few labs around the world who can actually grow it, and that just creates a whole new layer of challenges. But we believe our approach to identify antigens has shown really promising results even with those obstacles.
How are potential antigen candidates identified? What type of equipment and technology are used? And what criteria do these candidates need to meet?
So traditionally, you might know that this bacteria uses a specific protein to cause an infection, and you can create a vaccine that targets that protein, but because of Lawsonia, and we don't know this, we decided to use a technique called reverse vaccinology. And so this non-traditional method allows you to identify those proteins. So what you do is, in the terms of Lawsonia, is they let the bacteria interact with an intestinal cell, and then they also use antibodies from an infected pig, and then they look at what Lawsonia proteins are targeted by those antibodies from infected animals, but also interact with the host cell. And then you can identify those proteins through a process called mass spectrometry, and then those can be antigen candidates for your vaccine. But you may identify many, and then you have to narrow it down. So we're looking for what antigen candidates are something the immune system will recognize during infection, but will also work well in a vaccine.
Once candidate antigens have been identified, what are the next steps?
So once we have selected our best antigens, we then need to work on how to formulate the vaccine. So this means what other compounds or adjuvants we can add to help induce the best immune response and create a safe and effective vaccine. And then we perform challenge studies to see if the vaccine protects against disease.
Who actually is involved in this effort, and how, and what do they contribute?
Okay. So I previously mentioned Dr. Wilson, Dr. Obradovich. So Dr. Wilson is our supervising Pfizer, and Dr. Obradovich is one of Heather's previous students, and he did the reverse vaccinology part of this process. And then myself, I am looking at formulation and route of delivery. So again, how do we make the vaccine and how are we going to give it to the animals? There's many different options. We want to evaluate them for what is going to be best for our vaccine. We also have Dr. Zahed Khatouni, and he is looking at the bioinformatics aspect and designing a peptide that can also be used as a protein in the vaccine. And finally, we have Haoming Liu. He's a master's student in our lab, and he's looking at identifying proteins that are targeted by the T cell part of the immune system instead of the B cell, which is what Dr. Obradovich and the ones I'm looking at are targeted by.
How far along is the work at this point?
So the Wilson Lab, we've been working on developing this vaccine for several years now, but we're hoping by midsummer we'll know whether our vaccine is strongly protective against infectious Lawsonia, which is getting us very close to the next stages, which is clinical trials, and then from there we can hopefully get a commercial vaccine.
Who is expected to benefit from this work, and what are the potential benefits?
So mainly one of our biggest people we think will benefit is producers, and some of the potential benefits include giving them more options for the vaccine. So again, this is a subunit vaccine, so we have different parts of the bacteria. Therefore, these parts of the bacteria can't revert to virulence and actually cause disease. Another benefit is because we're only looking at targeted proteins from the bacteria, we can then identify animals that have been infected, which is important for both shipping and marketing of animals and reducing spread of disease.
And is there anything you would like to add?
If anyone is interested or hearing more about our work, or they have anything they feel might be interesting for us to know, feel free to contact my supervisor. Her name is Dr. Heather Wilson at the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization here at the University of Saskatchewan. Thank you.
And thank you. Our guest has been Kizia Foray, a PhD student with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.